All right, well, kind of behind the scenes, folks, one of the things I got to get done here before we do this for WDOGO, our AM-FM, AM-680 and FM 103.1 and the live stream on wogo.com is a two-minute newscast that goes into break shortly after 5:45. And I got done with that. I thought I had plenty of time. I thought Andrew Rip was doing a four-minute song, but lo and behold, the clock said 18 seconds, Jason Kanz, and I had to race in here. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, people should see what happens behind the scenes sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I think the production is often so smooth, and people don't know how much hurrying actually seems to happen at times to make that happen.
Tell me about, when do you remember being here? Were you in studio before?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a couple times when I've been in early with you. It's been a while, certainly a couple of years, but
yeah.
I have been in and watched you rushing around while I'm sitting in the main studio.
I remember more, you'd come in for some front page talk shows, some in the 10 o'clock hour, right? So.
Yeah, and I think once I came in early just to kind of hang out with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was doing like the shooting the 10 baskets that day and I came
right.
in or what it was, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, it is another cold day, so we're just kind of making it through this week. I'm keeping my head on Sunday when they're talking about, let's see, are they still saying 22 degrees on Sunday? They are saying, no, they backed it off to 20. 11 on Saturday and 20 on Sunday. Can we hang in there for that?
I hope so. You know, it's interesting in light of where we were 2 weeks ago that we're like, oh, come on, 11 degrees.
Yeah, you know? I know. 22 feels like 70 right now. You know?
Right, right. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I don't want to bum people out, but I did, you know, we have in the past sometimes done Mental Health Monday, and I sent you something yesterday, and you commented, and so it's talk about, and I led in, I said, talk about a concerning report on Mental Health Monday. This was the headline in the Journal Sentinel yesterday. 1 in 10 Wisconsin teens not only thought about, but attempted suicide in the last 3 years. And half of those teens dealing with depression and anxiety. Wow, Jason, wow.
Yeah, you know, I've known or I've suspected that the numbers have been increasing. And that was even a little bit shocking how high that is. You know, I've talked about that some with Alex. And, you know, I think the reality is that mental health has been a challenge for young people. And you know, as they look at the world around them, they often don't see a lot of positive in the
right.
world. And so it's hard to make sense of what's going on. And,
right.
You know, I think COVID-19, all of the stuff that happened around that had a negative effect. And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so I think, you know, promoting positive mental health is an important thing.
It's hard and it's challenging. I think that,
yep.
You know, wanting to, you certainly pray for, but care for and reach out to those who are struggling. And I think we all can struggle, regardless
yeah.
of our age. But I think sometimes there's a resistance to receiving help, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think that can definitely be the case where people will say it's not that bad or,
yeah,
yeah, definitely a resistance. You know, I think we as Christians also need to be aware of not minimizing people's pain, you know, because I think sometimes that can happen as well. And I think it's we would do better to sit with people in their pain, to acknowledge their pain.
Yeah.
And I think that's a move we can all do.
Tell you what, we've got a song from Katie Nicole coming up. I wish I had her actual testimony. I heard it on 20 The Countdown magazine, but she was in the bathroom with a whole bottle of pills to take. And I think she was going to do it. And then the pills dumped all over. And
yep.
That's how close she talks about coming. And so her song, Hold yep. On, will follow us here this morning. But First Peter 2, 9 and 10, our scripture this morning.
It says, but you are not like that. If you are a chosen people, you are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy.
Yeah, what an encouraging passage, even as we're talking about
yeah.
this morning. Your devotional
For sure.
commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10 this way. Beloved, I have chosen you to be part of my family and my kingdom, making you royalty. I gladly call you my own. Shout it from the rooftops. I belong to God. I have treasures beyond compare. The king is my father. He pulled me from the slums and welcomed me into his magnificent palace. Never forget that you once were alone, wilting in isolation, but not anymore. Let your countenance shine as a recipient of my never-ending stream of mercy.
Yeah, you know, I think what stands out to me with that is, you know, I think a big piece of what we're talking about is the sense of isolation. And I think being able to communicate to one another, you belong, you know, I think is such an important message.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And again, you encourage the reader, shout it from the rooftops. I belong to God. So you are the beloved. So thank you, Jason.
You bet.
Appreciate it. There we go.
It seems that with some folks, maybe not you, friends, not you, but you all have that coworker, right, that has just lots and lots of reasons for why they can't come into work or why they need to leave early or come in late. And hiring managers were asked to describe the most imaginative explanations they've ever heard from employees who wanted to take a personal day. And now we will regale you with them.
Yeah. For instance, somebody said, you know, I'm going to take a personal day. My cat has hairballs.
Got to deal with that together. Odd reasons for taking a personal day that really happened. Someone said this: I'm seeing a sad movie on Sunday, and I know I'll need an extra day to get over it.
Okay, there you go. Here's another personal day explanation. My brother needs me to drive him to the airport. The manager knew the woman was an only child.
Oh, dear. Odd reasons, strange reasons for taking a personal day that have really been given. This one seems legit. They said, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Your excuse then.
Not going to be able to make it to work. Here's another one. My garage door is broken. The manager knew the person didn't have a garage.
Wow.
All right. People trying to invent these, I guess.
Odd, strange reasons for taking personal days. This person said, I'm taking a few days off to start my own business.
And if it's successful enough, you'll have to replace me.
At least I'm honest.
Yeah, there we go. Second to last, one of these personal day excuses or reasons. I'm going to be out this afternoon on job interviews. It's a little obvious there.
There you go. And one more odd reasons for saying, hey, I need a personal day. This person said, I need a leave of absence to try another job. But if it doesn't work out, I'd like to come back here.
Okay.
Hey, honesty is great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not sure how that worked.
There's been a lot of turnover on jobs in recent years.
It is time for Tuesday Trivia once again here on WWIB, where we are family. The WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halva hanging out with you. We've got a nice prize this morning. We're going kind of a Girl Power prize package. So we have the new album from Lauren Daigle. It's a self-titled release. Features so many great songs like These Are the Days, Kaleidoscope, Jesus, Thank God I Do, and many, many more.
It's really good. It was one of our gift offers. It's great.
Yeah, so fantastic. And also at Midwest Unity Fest last year, a lot of you were introduced to another all-girl band, the band Jaren. We played their Carol of the Bells tune over Christmas time as well. We have this beautiful size medium blue t-shirt from the band Jaren as well. So we'll give you the Lauren Daigle album and the t-shirt from the band Jaren, if you can be the first one to identify the answer to this trivia at 715-723-2555. The question is this: almost 850 million of these were sold last year. So almost 850 million of what were sold last year? 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses. So you know what? Shake yourself loose, pull your hands out of the mittens or driving gloves and dial 715-723-2555. And give us your best guess. Almost 850 million of what were sold in the last year? 850 million.
We always need some brave, courageous callers to lead the way. So if that is you, please participate. 723-2555, 723-2555. The question again?
Almost 850 million of these were sold last year. Almost 850 million of what were sold last year? 715-723-2555 to guess.
To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Carson from Altoon.
Hey, Carson, turn on your radio.
All right, Carson, what do you think?
Rolls of toilet paper.
Rolls of toilet paper is at 850 million rolls of toilet paper. Great initial guess, Carson from Altoona. Is that correct? It's not, but call us back, friend. 715-723-2555. And again, Altoona. Now, I don't think we're going to go A through Z with cities in the WIB listing area, but Altoona is a great start to that. So, I don't know, Barron, Boyceville, where are you at?
Yeah, keep it going. What would be a Z city?
That I'm not sure.
All right, we'll do what we can. It's like Scrabble or whatever, you know, J's and Z's and X's, kind of rare. 723-2555, that's our only guess from Carson so far. What about you? What's the question again?
Almost 850 million of these were sold last year. Almost 850 million of what were sold last year? It is not rolls of toilet paper, but a great initial guess from Carson from Altoona.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake.
Hi, Caroline. Caroline from Rice Lake. What do you think?
I'm thinking like Pokemon booster packs, Pokemon cards.
Your kids like those too?
They do.
Is it Pokemon, we'll just say Pokemon cards in general. Is it Pokemon cards?
Sorry.
It is not. But I could see where that could be true. I could definitely see that.
All right. Thanks, Caroline. 723-2555. Good morning. Same exercise. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton from Triple Four.
Hey, Clayton.
Hey, Clayton. What do you think?
Books.
Books. Was it 850 million? And I actually saw a stat this morning about how much less Americans read than we used to, which is sad.
I know.
But did we purchase 850 million books last year? Clayton from Chippewa Falls.
Sorry.
No, but thank you. Call back, friend. Appreciate your participation.
I love the youth listening this morning.
You know what? Maybe the parents are like, no, I'm white knuckling this because my fingers are so cold. I'm going to hand the phone off to the younger passengers. That's great.
Carson and Clayton, we've got the C's going on. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Stan from Elk Moon.
Hey,
how
Stan?
About cell phones?
Cell phones.
Speaking of C's, could it be cell phones? Sorry, Stan.
Good guess, though, Stan. Yeah, 850 million. I mean, because we had that stat yesterday, but what was it, like 3.5 iPhones are sold every 5 seconds?
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Right. It is. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from this morning? Tuesday Trivia on WIB.
Bob from Marshfield.
Hey, Bob.
Boxes of facial tissue?
Boxes of facial tissue. See, I always call them like Kleenex, too, because I'm just so sold on, even though I don't buy the name brand.
The brand impacted us. Could that be it? Sorry.
But good to hear from Marshfield. Thank you so much. 103.7 or 93.5 FM over there.
Love that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Brady from Durand.
Hey, Brady.
Would it be cups of coffee?
Would it be 850 million cups of coffee?
There's a lot of coffee sold, but that's not it.
Thank you, Brady. Good to hear from Durand. We've heard from Altoona, Rice Lake, Chippewa, Elk Mound, Marshfield, and Durand. A great cross-section of the WIB listing area so far.
All right. Let's see if we do have another caller or not. Okay. No, we do not. So, okay. We ran out of calls. We'll do it again at 8:15 here on WWIB. Again, the question.
Almost 850 million of these were sold last year. 850 million of what? Let's give you another shot at winning this. We're calling it a Girl Power Prize Pack, too. We have a T-shirt, size medium, blue. It's gorgeous, from the band Jaren, an all-girl band. Maybe you saw them at Midwest Unity Fest this past summer. So the band Jaren, a T-shirt from them, and the new album, self-titled, from Miss Lauren Daigle. Both of those yours for yourself or for a friend. 715-723-2555. You got to call in live to the studio. 723-2555. Our question is this. Almost 850 million of these were sold last year. Almost 850 million of what were sold last year? 715-723-2555.
And we had a number of guesses from folks all over. In fact, we even heard from Bob in Marshfield. Right?
Yeah, so these are the incorrect guesses so far. It's not rolls of toilet paper. It's not Pokemon cards. It's not books. It's not cell phones. It's not boxes of Kleenex or facial tissue, whatever you want to call it. It's not cups of coffee. Almost 850 million of these were sold last year. What? We've heard from Altoona, Rice Lake, Chippewa Falls, Elk Mound, Marshfield, Durand. Add your city to the list or repeat one of those. 715-723-2555, 723-2555, and answer the question, almost 850 million of these, of what, were sold last year.
All right, see if people know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Kim. Is it bottles of water?
Kim, where are you calling from?
Bloomer.
From Bloomer. We haven't heard from Bloomer yet, so now we have an A, B, a C, a D, and an E. Anyway, is it bottles of water? Is it 850 million bottles of water? It is not. But thank you so much for calling from Black Hawk Country. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
All right, we could use some more calls here on WWIB 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Kate from Ladysmith.
Okay.
Hi. Could it be golf balls?
Could it be golf balls? Because, again, as much as we love golf in this country, we may not be the greatest at it, and we probably right. slice a lot, lose them in the woods, in the lake. Is it golf balls? 850 million golf balls. That's a great guess. Kay from Ladysmith, are you right? No, you're not. But good thinking. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
All right. Keep those calls coming here on WWIB on the WIB Wake Up Show this morning. And I think we've got a caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. You're on the air on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hello? We've got you up here. All right, we'll try somebody else. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Joel from Chippewa.
All right, Joel.
Joel from Chippewa. All right, what do you think, Joel?
Is it face masks?
Is it face masks? 850 million face masks were sold last year. I mean, man.
A lot of them sold in the pandemic.
That's true. Did we sell that many last year? No. But good guess. Thank you. Call us back.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you? This is Mike in La Crosse, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Mike. How you doing, Mark and Caleb?
Good, hey, Mike. Good to hear from you. Mike. Always great to hear our first call from the Cooley region.
Yep.
What do you think? Yep. 850 million of what sold last year, Mike?
TVs.
TVs?
Yeah.
Is it televisions? Is it TVs?
Sorry, Mike.
It's not, but good guess, Mike. Call us back if you can get through, 715-723-2555.
All right, and I think that is going to about do it here this time around. So we can see if we've got one more here. Hi, are you there? All right, well, we got one more here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Kayla from Chippewa.
From Chippewa. All right, turn the radio down just a little bit so we can hear you better. And what do you think? Almost 850 million of these were sold last year. What is it?
Toilet paper rolls.
Toilet paper rolls? That was already guessed. Do you want a bonus guess quick?
Oh, dang. No, that's all I
guess. All right. No problem, buddy. Thanks.
That's it. All right.
Appreciate you calling from my adopted hometown of Chippewa. So stop by, call 855-GO-LIVIA or visit Livia.com. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
Jumped the gun there a little bit.
Well, you know what? There's a lot to celebrate. Again, Livia, 3 months free. If you mention my name, Caleb, or WWIB, 3 months of your personalized program free. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Also, we're giving you a chance to win right here, right now. You're on WWIB, where we are family. It's the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halva with you. And try number three this morning for Tuesday trivia. We want to give you the brand new album from Lauren Daigle and also a great t-shirt from the girl band, the band Jaren. So we're going a Girl Power prize package today. 715-723-2555 is the number you have to dial. Our question is this: almost 850 million of these were sold last year. Almost 850 million of what sold last year? 715-723-2555.
All right, some people think they know. Let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kay from Ladysmith again.
Hey, Kay, what do you think?
Hi. I think maybe pet toys.
Pet toys. Oh, sure, because we love our pets, and you can't buy just one, right? You need to get multiple. Yeah. Uh-huh. Is it pet toys?
Sorry.
It is not. But thank you, Kay. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Almost 850 million of what sold last year?
All right. I think we are going back to La Crosse, if I'm reading the phone right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mike again.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike, what do you think?
Video game systems.
Video game systems.
That's
a lot of 850 million video game systems?
No.
It is not. Thank you, Mike. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
All right, so the call's a little slow to trickle in right now, and it is 849, so...
Here are some of the incorrect answers, again, while you call 723-2555. Almost 850 million of these were sold last year. It's not rolls of toilet paper, not Pokemon cards, not books, cell phones, or boxes of facial tissue, not cups of coffee, bottles of water, golf balls, face masks, televisions, pet toys, or video game systems. It is not any of those. But 850 million of what... We're running out of time here on Tuesday Trivia. Becomes Win It Wednesday if we don't get this solved this morning.
You guys have been sparing us from coming up with Win It Wednesday games and questions here these last couple weeks.
We've heard from Altoona, Rice Lake, Chippewa Falls, Elk Mound, Marshfield, Duran, Bloomer, Ladysmith, La Crosse, but we have not got the correct answer yet. Could you bring honor to your city? Maybe, if you can figure this out. I mean, I don't know if they'll give you a key to the city or anything if you figure that out. Yeah, if it goes to day three or four, then maybe.
Right.
715-723-2555 as we finish up Tuesday Trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Elizabeth from a very cold car.
Yes, all right.
I'm going to say pairs of shoes.
Pairs of shoes. 850 million pairs of shoes. I like the thought process there.
Imelda Marcos, is that it? Sorry.
It's not pairs of shoes, but thank you, Elizabeth. Yeah, good call, though.
Makes me feel old by citing that news reference. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Ann from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Ann.
Hi. Is it rolls of wrapping paper?
Rolls of wrapping paper. So, again, it wasn't rolls of toilet paper, but is it rolls of wrapping paper?
Could that
where,
be
again, yeah, get them for Christmas, get them after Christmas clearance. Is that what it is?
No.
It is not.
A couple more guesses here to wrap up a Tuesday trivia. Hi.
Hi, this is Kay again.
All right, Kay.
Would it be, hi, pillows?
Pillows. Would it be pillows? I mean, I know my pillow would account for a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 850 million pillows sold last year? It is not. Thank you, Kay. Good to hear from Russ County.
All right. Last guess. Last guess this morning. What do you say? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Elizabeth again.
All right, Elizabeth. One last try.
From your very cold car.
Yes. How about a coffee maker?
How about a coffee maker? Is it 850 million coffee makers of sort and sundry? Is it 850 million different coffee makers sold last year? Is it?
We love our coffee. Could that be it? It's not.
It's not, but thank you, Elizabeth. Great guess. We will pick this up again tomorrow after 7:15. We'll give you the cue to call.
Will we have a hint then?
We might.
Okay.
We just might.
All right. There we go.